Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome. It is Friday, the fourth day of April, 2008. We'll be transmitting worldwide against tyranny for the next 3 hours, simulcasting on the AM and FM dial, global shortwave, satellite systems, and, of course, the internet at InfoWars.com, InfoWars.net, PrisonPlanet.com, PrisonPlanet.tv. JonesReport.com, TruthNews.us. No guest today. I might have one pop in about Iran war news in the third hour, but we're working on that right now. No guest right now today. I just want to be able to open the phones up and take your calls on the economy, on the Jesse Ventura interview, on the build-up for war with Iran. There is just so much news and information that we have here today that we're going to be going over, and I'd love to hear from you on all of these issues or whatever topics you bring up. I love spinning the wheel of fortune and reaching into the grab bag and hearing what the callers have to say next. It takes us in so many unexpected directions. That's the real wild card. 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. I was on Coast to Coast AM last night. I get so accustomed to knowing what a piece of filth Ted Turner is that when it came out in the news in the last 2 days that Ted Turner was talking about world population reductions and one-child policies in the U.S., that I didn't even talk about it. And that's because you tend to be so close to a problem, so close to an issue, it's common knowledge to me and to you, the listeners, to I and everybody out there listening. And so we become aware of this to a point to where, as it becomes common knowledge, it's old hat, and we don't warn the people when they begin to find out about what's happening, because it is old hat. We need to, when this type of stuff is in the news, point it out to people. When it's in the Associated Press and when it's in the Atlanta Journal-Constitution and hundreds of other publications in the last 2 days, you need to print that off and show it to your coworkers and then tell them, hey, find out the rest of the story. Watch Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. That film needs to be seen. It needs to be understood. I believe it is the most important film ever made about the New World Order, and not because I made it, but because in the 2 hours and 20 minutes in the film proper, in the 40-plus minutes of extras, we give you the history of the global elite, how they operate, the political system they're setting up, how they've broken the world into unions, how they're now merging those unions, how they're setting up a control grid, and then why they want to strap us down, why they want the police state grid in place so they can have an orderly extermination of the population. Through bioweapons, mainly, they will release and then they will pose as the saviors during each cycle, trying to keep us safe from the new bio attack, administering vaccines and other drugs that are only the precursor to the next attack. So it's free on Google Video. And I know that, but I'm asking you to get the link, to get it out to everyone you know, and to not stop. I've seen a lot of hype for books and things that are out right now on 9/11, and that's fine and dandy, but the public doesn't really read anymore. Film is what is more effective. It's like Loose Change. And, of course, my hounding helped wake up Jesse Ventura. All right, I'll give you a preview of what's coming up today. It's very important. On the other side, stay with us.
It is a big idea, a new world order,
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
HempUSA.org is now offering free shipping worldwide to better serve our customers. Our goal is to get these fine hemp products to you in the least amount of time so you can enjoy what the powder seeds and oil can do for you. HempUSA.org has a warning that the U.S. food supplies are dangerously low, and we urge you to protect your family with hemp storable foods today. Tomorrow may be too late. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. This incredible food source is loaded with enzymes so your body can digest the food you eat. And it creates an alkaline environment where cancer can't grow and parasites cannot live, and brings funguses, viruses, and bacterial levels down and to a halt. Try our powder seeds and oil today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. If the body has the proper nutrition, it will heal itself. Ask yourself, why does our government not allow this crop to grow in the U.S.? This product is also great for pets and animals. Call 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org today.
Hi, neighbor. No matter when the time comes to survive on our food supply, every single one of us who have prepared will have two regrets. Even those who haven't wasted a single penny on Christmas, birthdays, and vacations in order to store all the food possible. Even those who have sold stuff and taken on part-time jobs to buy food. Even those who have traded their gold while it will still buy food. Yes, we will have been called stupid, crazy, and foolish. When folks won't be able to afford food and there won't be any food for any amount of money, we will still have two regrets. We will regret that we didn't get more serious about more food sooner. We will deeply regret that we didn't get enough food. Putting off emergency food preparations to celebrate the holidays will be the most dangerous decision that some of us will ever make. Call 800-409-5633 on the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Making a point that we have Ted Turner running around talking about how there's too many people and how we need to have a global one-child policy. And I suggest that if people are so bad and we all need to die, that Mr. Ted Turner, that he and his five children go out and find a large cliff at the Grand Canyon. They can all hold hands and say one, two, three, and jump off together and plunge to their deaths. Now, I don't want that to happen. And there's plenty of room for all of us to live in peace with the globalist Ted Turner. But if he insists on pushing his eugenics policies and funding hardcore eugenics ops in Africa and other places, I would like him and his disgusting family of degenerate scum to go ahead and jump off of the cliff. It's real simple. Or he can go out on his yacht, as I said on Coast to Coast AM last night, and he can tie some bowling balls to his legs. And he can jump off the side of his yacht into the Atlantic Ocean off the coast of Georgia there at his home, and he can go to the bottom. Oh, but no, he needs to live. He needs to oversee the eugenics. Oh, no. Ted Turner is very important. Ted Turner, his life matters. We're going to let everybody know you're the enemy, Turner. And if you and your buddies are dumb enough to release a bioweapon, everybody's going to know who did it. You understand? Doesn't matter how many microbiologists get double-capped in the head or run over by trucks or drowned or tortured to death. when that bioweapon gets released and we're unable to stop you, everybody's going to know who's behind it, scumbag. You can have some ADL grandson on television uploaded by the Intel Center saying he did it, but it isn't going to fly. You understand? It isn't going to fly. Yeah, that's what I think about when I go to bed at night. Very serious issues. We live in a very serious world. This isn't a joke. It isn't a game. It isn't a drill. This is for all the marbles. And people in the FBI and in the CIA and others who don't want to die and who don't want to be culled, you better get up off of your hind ends and stop living in denial or stop rationalizing what the elites are doing and saying it's good and realize it is a nightmare. It stinks to high heaven, you group of freaks. A lot of you are control freaks, but you think you're going to be on the top of the pyramid. Let me just give you logic here. Look at history. Study the numbers. You are not going to be at the top of the pyramid. You, in fact, are the first group they're going to target because you know where the bodies are buried. Better extricate yourself from the situation. It's never too late to turn back. If you've got any inkling of conscience right now, any inkling of a tingle in your spine, knowing I'm telling the truth, that means you haven't lost your soul yet. It means you haven't burned off your psychic feelers yet. You hadn't hardened your heart yet. Hadn't been totally turned over to wickedness yet. And if you have any feelings now of remorse or any feelings of wanting to join us, and if you feel drawn towards the light, then come towards it. You can still come back no matter how far you've gone into darkness. I've taken my own forays into darkness. And I'm telling you, you can come back from that. Some ways it makes you stronger. A lot of people who have never seen the dark side are in some levels blind. But those of us that have in our lives seen the dark side, it's much easier to see it. Much easier to see it. Okay. We're going to get into Turner. That's my point. I meant to get to it yesterday. I was on Coast to Coast AM last night for 45 minutes, but still didn't have time to get into all the points I wanted to make. Really appreciate George having me on to talk to 16 million people an hour in the first hour of the show. That's the biggest hour. Because this is big medicine. This is the big issue. This is what it all hinges on. This is the ideology that drives the mindset of the globalists. Their every waking moment is dedicated to this dark crucible. Hey, let me just read you the headlines. Federal cops continue roundups in Juarez, Mexico. State fusion centers and Pentagon-run FBI programs spy on Americans. How many years have I told you? The FEMA emergency management centers, the threat fusion centers that they built in the late 90s, those are all federalization centers. And I want to get into some today how they integrate the police into the martial law grid that's now in the mainstream news. Secret DOJ memo says Fourth Amendment has no application after 9/11 inside the United States. So we're now getting the memos where senior White House officials were ordering torture. Not just saying use pliers on children's testicles in front of their parents, but senior White House officials going to Abu Ghraib. They've had the tape sent to the White House and poured over them. They like it, ladies and gentlemen. I remember hearing 12 years ago that Cheney was into torture. I never believed it, but now it starts making me believe Kathy O'Brien and others. These people are sick. So they do this because they like it. They want the power so they can do it and get away with it. You understand? Stalin getting into power, it was a means to an end. Lenin, Mao, Hitler. Secret DOJ memo says Fourth Amendment has no application after 9/11. The Department of Justice says there's no Fourth Amendment. Now, get ready for the Supreme Court to rule that you don't have a Second Amendment, but it will be heralded as you do have a Second Amendment. Get ready. They didn't triple the size of the BATF and build the biggest federal building in the U.S. in D.C., Bush broke ground on that 4 years ago. It's been completed because they wanted to be sweet to you. They're coming. And they got drug-dealing lawyers at the BATF who rule. topless bars and yachts on the weekend, slapping you around and dragging you to prison for your firearms during the week. Devil tat shaved heads rocking and rolling. $100,000 Corvettes. As long as they're given that by their masters, they'll gut this country. They'll slit this country's throat ear to ear. They got the knife pressing into the soft flesh of her neck. Blood's trickling down, and they're just saying to the government, give me the order. I'm ready to slice. Just like you saw in New Orleans. They're just begging, please let me lay this neck open. And their master's saying, hold up, hold back. Get ready. We've massed your forces. You're going to get your go-code. Don't worry, men. And they're just turn us loose on these people. We hate them, and we hate this country. By the way, I'm not joking when I say that. That's the spirit of them. NAFTA countries to introduce simultaneous legislation to stop SPP. That's some good news. Lawmakers have $196 million invested in defense industry. Congressional study. That's the tip of the iceberg. Air Force veteran was at a U.S. college that only flies the Mexican flag. He took it down, and he has been convicted. And there's not a mention of why does the school fly the Mexican flag. It's only about how he's evil. I'm telling you. Unbelievable. No global warming since 1998 as planet cools off. We'll get into that. A really funny satire piece from the spoof. Alex Jones ventures into children's toy market. Good article from Paul Craig Roberts. What do we stand for? Ritter says U.S. war with Iran is in the offing. U.S. Army toyed with telepathic mind control rays. New Scientist, they didn't toy with it, they use it all the time. Gadget recycling may be poisoning China's children. Robotic cargo ship docks flawlessly with space station. Murdoch's support for Clinton. New Yorkers read between the lines. New Yorkers hate Clinton because they know Rupert Murdoch controls her. Got bad news for you. They're also behind Obama. They own it all. Also, once a dollar bull sees long-term decline. Chertow, once a dollar bull sees a dollar decline. Bloomberg. Oil edges up as dollar slumps again. Gold goes back up as dollar slumps. Traders await U.S. payroll data. Fed's interest rate gains could destroy the dollar. Dollar peg poses risk to economy. Gulf News. Top Democrats demand Attorney General provide 9/11 memorandum. New York gold futures turn higher on weak U.S. payrolls. Air America host suspended for Clinton remarks. That's right, can't talk bad about the Queen over there as the liberals wake up to the fact that they've been controlled all along. Can't allow that. All right, that's just some of what is coming up today and your phone calls at 1-800-259-9231. But I'll say it again. The public doesn't know there's been tens of thousands of admitted chemical and biological and radiological tests on the American people, hundreds of times designed to kill us and to see how citizens would die. Endgame covers that. And tells you why they do it, and then gets into the eugenics larger program. Endgame needs to be seen, and I'm asking you, the listeners, I'm trying to enlist you to help me get the free Google video out to everyone. I'm not asking you to, you know, go buy a book or something. Films will wake people up. Films are effective. And if you want the high-quality DVD, which I suggest you get it at InfoWars.com. Make copies of it for nonprofit educational purposes, or see it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. Bottom line, I want Endgame Blueprint for Global Enslavement out. We need a major push. I'm seeing huge pushes for books and things, and it's a PR campaign, and it's almost pointless. We'll be right back.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphidesia.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, M.D. of the Nutramedical Report here on Genesis. Allicin's natural antibiotic from Alamax Nutraceuticals U.S. is a real thing. This amazing molecule is a stabilized antimicrobial, antipathogenic killer from fresh, never-before-available garlic. Allicin molecule is biologically active against all bacterial pathogens, viruses, fungi, parasites, TB, and it kills flesh-eating bacteria, MRSA, Acinetobacter infections that ravage our everyday health. Taken daily, it removes these stealth pathogens, clearing our bodies of disease activators that cause chronic health issues, and means a much higher level of wellness for you and your family. Order today for fighting disease, turning on your immune system, activating infection-fighting properties against sinus, lung, bowel, skin, Lyme disease, nail fungus, colds, flu, ringworm, gum disease, diarrhea, athlete's foot, and cholesterol. Secure online ordering is available at NutraMedical.com or call 888-212-8871. That number again, 888-212-8871, the most powerful natural antimicrobial available.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-barred information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
The elite don't respect you when in plain view they poison you with the sodium chloride and the mercury and the shots and everything else they do. They do respect you when you fight back. And this is a message to them. Yeah, I'm taking the fight. If you think I'll sit around, all need to make a correction yesterday. I get on air, and literally get so excited that I'm not very good at basic math. Everybody knows that one digit is 1, and 2 digits is 10, and 3 is 100, and 4 is 1,000, and so on, up to trectagillions and to infinity. But yesterday I was reading Colorado Department of Public Health and Environment and the New York Department of Health and Environment school fluoride program. And I was reading where different states have pills and drinks and mouthwashes that they make the kids take that are 0.2, 0.3, 0.4, 0.5. They're all 0.2 or above. And I was on air, I just said the quandary. I said, what is 0.2? And on air, I said, is that 1/1,000th? And then after I got off air, I thought about it. I went, no, that's 2/100ths. And that's why I couldn't, on air, it didn't click. It's so amazing. One part per million in university studies, government studies, has been found, especially in young people, it's even greater effect, a 20-point IQ reduction. Some studies show 10, some show 15, but you can look that up. We've got newscasts we can play right here that say 20-point IQ reduction. It really affects developing brains. So when I saw the numbers of 1/100th, 2/100ths, 3/100ths, 4/100ths, 5/100ths, I mean, ladies and gentlemen, 5/100ths, 2/100ths of sodium fluoride, that is Centers for Disease Control. That is Poison Control Center emergency. But in plain view, every week in public schools coast to coast, generally in disadvantaged areas, you're poor. We don't think you're probably brushing your teeth. Wink, wink, black Hispanic. We've got these pills we want you to chew, these gums, these fluoride treatments that are deadly poison. One part per million is devastating. We're talking on average 2 parts per 100. Zombies. Now, the government now, the CDC, the FDA, and then private groups like the American Dental Association, the Kidney Disease Association, they've all had to come out in the last 3 years and said, okay, yeah, children shouldn't even have 1 part per million. It's very toxic, gives them fluorosis. It's causing kidney problems. We need to take fluoride out. But the public doesn't hear about that. Meanwhile, the feds, see, I went to Margaret Sanger Elementary, and it had kindergarten in Dallas. I went 1 year right in the heart of Dallas, then we moved to a suburb. It was about half black. It was a lower middle class, kind of blue-collar school. And, man, they came in there all the time, and they gave us these red pills that would make us sicker than dogs. They made us wash our mouths out. Of course, the teachers meant, well, we're helping these poor disadvantaged children with the drinks. 2 parts per 100. 2 parts per 100. I feel like I ought to just repeat this every day on every show because I have a responsibility to warn parents that your children are in the schools in the first 5 grades, in some schools every week, in others every month, being hit with a toxic sedative that eats holes in their brains, attacks every organ in the body, and retards growth massively. Remember that in some schools, a third of the school is special ed now. There's a reason. We're under chemical Pentagon attack. We were under Pentagon attack. We were under Pentagon attack. We are under chemical attack. Repeat, chemical attack. Protect yourselves.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, Dad, let me get this straight. Unstoppable Liberties takes place in the future, right? Like Star Wars?
Yeah, that's right. Slightly in the future.
Wait a second. I thought Star Wars took place a long, long time ago.
All right, Einstein. But it is kind of like Star Wars anyway. Just like Star Wars, there's an evil empire, and some people have started an armed rebellion to fight the evil empire.
Okay, so don't tell me. The government's the bad guys again?
Yep, that's right.
Oh, so your character's like Luke Skywalker.
Not exactly.
I know! You're Chewbacca!
Not really. But my character does help the rebellion to stop the government's evil tracking system, which is happening now in the real world, just like in Uncivil Liberties.
Wait a second, they can't track us. It's a free country.
Exactly.
Uncivil Liberties, a political thriller ripped from today's headlines. Go to UncivilLiberties.com to receive your full-length feature on DVD for only $13.95. Purchase a copy today at UncivilLiberties.com.
Fact. Rapid industrialization has resulted in environmental pollution, and its curse on world health is staggering. We live in a toxic world that is bombarded by 7 new chemicals each day. The human body is amazing and efficient in design, but because of the polluted world in which we live, is unable to remove all toxins. The solution. Detoxification integrated with Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa. The Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa helps to aid in cleansing the body of harmful toxins while energizing and oxygenating your entire body at the cellular level. Detoxification works with Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa because it addresses the needs of individual cells, the building blocks of human life. For mental clarity, restored vitality, a stronger immune system, clear skin, and health in every aspect of your being. Order your Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa by visiting NutraMedical.com or call Dr. William Deagle at 888-212-8871. 888-212-8871.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Coming straight on.
Coming straight on for you.
I've made up my mind. Now I'm strong.
Now I'm strong. Now
straight on.
Straight on. Straight on for you.
Our enemies are effective because the average person can't believe that they would hand out pills and chewing gum and mouthwashes that savage the brains of small children, that wreck their minds forever, that give them chemical lobotomies. Our enemies are effective because the public can't believe that they ship in and control the major conduits that bring in the narcotics to this nation. But now the people are beginning to wake up. Now they're beginning to realize the truth. Now they're getting angry. Now they're girding themselves for battle. Now they're coming straight on for the new world order. And nothing's going to stop this conflict. It's going on right now. It's called the InfoWar. We're beginning to win more and more battles thanks to you suiting up, getting out on the field, not listening to the naysayers anymore, but just attacking the enemy. Never stopping. Never surrendering. Never giving up. We're going to beat them. We can beat these technocrats who think they're better than us. We can beat these people that think they can manipulate us and punch our buttons. We can bring down the New World Order. All right, Jarrett, Skip, Mike, Peggy, Jimmy, many others. Your calls are coming up here momentarily. And then I'm going to get into all the Jesse Ventura news. Thank you, listeners. You did it again. 2 days ago, we interviewed Jesse Ventura. 2 days ago exactly, he was on air with us. Said he'd woken up at 9/11, was an inside job, buildings were blown up. We talked about the evil government, how they could do it, how the public can't believe that they're getting in the car with a killer. You know, the same analogy of Ted Bundy I use. He agreed with that. We were just talking about. And it is in hundreds of newspapers today, all over television stations across the country. It is in scores of newspapers, separate articles, not just the AP story. And now more and more people are not afraid to speak up and stand up. It's becoming more and more mainstream to look into it being an inside job. And all the CENTCOM bullies that want to gut this Constitution, this Bill of Rights, all the people that have infiltrated our government, infiltrated our military, that want to bring us down, all the people that are on the take, they're defending from a cowardly position just because they get paychecks, or they're weak-minded, and they get paychecks, so they rationalize. We're defending because we have to save this country, and this is where we live, and they're building FEMA camps, and we don't have a choice. We've got to fight back. So you're failing miserably, and I want you to know that. And you're failing because people are committing. They don't care if you kill us. They don't care if you Trump stuff up and imprison us. And I'm speaking for myself right now. We don't care what you do. We're doing what we're going to do. You understand that? You can do whatever you want. We see your deck. We're at ramming speed. We're 100 yards off your bow, and you can blow us to kingdom come. We're still going to run right into you, and it's going to blow up your magazine in the InfoWar. You're going to the bottom, and you know it. There's hundreds of kamikazes in the InfoWar coming in straight on, and there's nothing you can do. You cannot stop us. There is nothing you can stop. You can do nothing. You set off terror attacks, it'll give you limited power, but it'll burn out even quicker because the concept of false flag is introduced, and who has motive has now been introduced. Our numbers, we've got people everywhere. Our numbers are exponentially growing. We are defeating you, the cancer. You are the cancer, and you will be cut out. Do you understand? Wrapping yourself in the flag, that's camouflage. That's just like an enemy aircraft painting itself up like friendly aircraft. We have ripped aside the veil. We've shown people you're the enemy. People know you're the enemy. And it's exponentially growing right now. So we're going to get into that. Let's go to the calls right now. Let's talk to Jarrett, first-time caller from Oregon. You're on the air, Jarrett.
Hi, Alex. I've been listening for a couple of years, and I just wanted to say something about chemtrails. If people don't know what they are, I just want to make sure
vitamin, those are vitamin trails, sir.
Oh, yeah, you're right. No, the EPA, the same guys that said the air was safe to breathe on 9/11, they sent me a fact sheet. They said it was ice crystals. It's such a relief. Anyway, I looked it up, and there's like two pages of bacteria. It's biological warfare. That's what made me want to call you.
Well, the chemtrail program, the aerial spraying, the aerosol spraying, which a lot of it's declassified, is a cocktail. It's weather modification, and then at the lower levels, I mean, it'll be the summer at 3,000 feet they're forming. Oh, ice crystals at 3,000 feet. And I'm an Easter Bunny. Suddenly these ice crystals stay there for 5 hours, and then now universities and others have done it. It's barium salts. It's aluminum oxide. It's nutritious, sir.
Well, let's paint the picture for people. I mean, look up in the skies. There's a plane going overhead, and the contrail disappears. That's the trail behind the jet. But then some of them don't disappear. Okay.
Sometimes
they're different.
Well, people will say it's atmospheric conditions. You'll have a plane at the same level flying, not leaving one, and you'll have another one at the same level leaving one.
It's called biological warfare. I mean,
no,
everybody
it's your minerals.
Call.
They're giving you your minerals, sir.
Well, they need everybody. Let's take some action on this. Let's call. Let's raise hell. I've been calling 911. And the operator says, well, I don't notice anything. I said, because you haven't been paying attention. Let's raise hell about it. It's biological warfare. That's the air we breathe.
I hear you, and I appreciate your call. Take my uncle. Helicopter pilot, Vietnam. Then he was a fixed-wing aircraft pilot all over the U.S. and Latin America. He never saw them until 96. And he said suddenly in 96, and he was in, I guess, Llano, Texas at the time, suddenly, and he was in Fredericksburg, suddenly it just changed. Suddenly it just, they started hanging there. And then NASA admitted 5 years ago the Earth is 20% darker now. Something changed in the atmosphere. And the evidence is they add stuff to the fuel. It's compartmentalized, where they only need to control a few of the jet fuel major companies, and then whatever's being added is aerosolized through the engines once it's in the atmosphere. And then now in government, federally approved and written textbooks for eighth graders, and we've covered this a couple years ago, it said, oh, yes, it's a sunscreen because of global warming. It's saving the Earth. And then you can look up government programs about the aerosol program, and then they admit they've done, quote, weather control. We've got newscasts in Oregon and Florida and Dakota, where you'll have 1,000-mile, 500-mile-long sprays that are, you know, 500 miles long and 300 miles wide, and you'll see, oh, this is Air Force chaff. I've never seen this much chaff. They release the little aluminum and tin pieces of metal chaff behind them just over, maximum maybe a few hundred square miles, not even that much. Not hundreds of thousands of square miles, and that's so when they're flying over on bombing runs, radar can't pick them up. That's just to confuse right where the planes are for missiles, for SAM, surface-to-air missiles. It isn't 500 miles long. I mean, I remember watching this newscast out of Florida a few weeks ago, and it's at least 200 miles wide and 400 miles long. I mean, it goes 100 miles out in the ocean, across Florida, right through the middle of it, and then 100 miles on the other side, perfect square. And the guy says, oh, it's Air Force chaff. No, it's not. I mean, now the weathermen are seeing giant patterns that cover more than half the state, and they're saying, chaff. It's not chaff, ladies and gentlemen. It must have taken 200 airplanes to do that. I mean, they're just running wild everywhere. They are. It's a scientific dictatorship. They've been developing secret technologies for 50-plus years underground. Lord knows what they've really got. Publicly, they've been for more than a decade cross-human animal species. It's finally hitting the news. They have just, it's genetic engineering. It's all just completely out of control. Fission fusion, heavy reactors, giant cyclotrons smashing heavy elements together. Understand that's how they make A-bombs and hydrogen bombs. They're just doing it. The globalists are suicidal nihilists. That's, by the way, in Endgame. They say that about themselves. Nero finally committed suicide. I mean, they get so hateful, this is what they do. They are a guild of psychopaths runs the planet, okay? I said I'd take calls. I'm already digressing. I just can't believe that that's what runs this planet. Why? Skip in California, you're on the air.
Hey, I have a couple of observations I wanted to run by you. One is last year when the movie Borat came out, mimicking him was the kind of the popular cool thing to do.
Yes.
Like half the people I work with did it.
We did it too around here. It's pretty funny.
Well, he's got another character named Bruno that's a gay fashion journalist. And I imagine that when he comes out, again, mimicking him, acting effeminate will be the cool thing to do.
Well, I disagree with you. It's fun to make fun of some Central Asian, and that's kosher to do, but most people aren't going to want to imitate an effeminate person. But who knows? We'll see. So you think it's mass programming?
I don't know what it is. I do realize that when it comes out, see what happens. But the other observation I wanted to touch on was I really thought a lot about these black holes that they're possibly creating. And I kind of came up with two reasons why they would want to do it. One is I think that it kind of works as a safety net. Like if you have these set up all over the United States or wherever you want to be protected, no one's going to drop a bomb there because it'll get rid of the entire world. So it keeps that area safe from being attacked by another nation.
I understand what you're saying, and I appreciate your call. You're saying that they use these big field generators to contain the tiny black holes that they admittedly have created. They're not the same type as you would see in deep space, but they're similar phenomenon. And so then the Russians wouldn't attack it because if they blew up the facility, then the black hole would get loose. I don't really think that's kind of far-fetched, but who knows with these people. The point is they want to play God, and so they don't even know, according to what they're saying, what they're doing. It's pure research. And they admit, oh, yeah, this could cause a chain reaction and could implode the Earth or could, you know, shift, you know, create a particle that bonds to everything else and basically turns us all to rock instantly. And there's a lot of different things it could do, to put it in layman's terms, but they've got us all worried about carbon dioxide that plants breathe. That's the new global tax, a new threat. They've listed as a toxic waste. It's not. It's a life gas, just like oxygen. It's 50% of the life equation on this planet. Well, you could argue you need oxygen, you need carbon dioxide, and you need water. But the two gases that are used in respiration by humans, by all animals, and then by plants, it's 50% of the equation. You could say it's 33.3% of the equation if you added water into that. But meanwhile, they're just running around wildly doing whatever they want, dumping toxic waste, chopping down forests, cross species, open air everywhere, spreading, you know, huge cyclotrons, smashing heavy particles into each other, just hybrids, human-animal hybrids, just frothing insanity. You understand, when they're firing these DNA guns into the cells, it creates superviruses. It activates ancient viruses and bacteria that are built into our DNA. They thought 96% of it was junk. It wasn't. It's an entire code of not just our species, but other species that aren't even related in our evolutionary development. And I'm not debating evolution with people. I believe in God. I believe it's a false debate they've created to make people go argue how the Earth was created or what was done. And I'm not saying the evolutionists are all right about how old the Earth is. I'm saying that the DNA, it's a fact. It is a fact that there are all these other viruses and bacteria and everything we've defeated as a species. I mean, they have found basically the entire DNA of a prehistoric crocodile in our genetics. And the genetic engineers and the Darwinists don't even know why that's there because they don't believe we're even descended from that in their false equation. The answer is we don't know, folks. I mean, we were designed. In fact, that's now happening. All these top geneticists who were atheists, I could list them. Just type in top geneticist, you know, says there's design here. Says we were. I mean, you look at it, folks, it's basically got serial numbers on it, okay? And they're in there with DNA guns just firing into all of it. 96% of it they thought was junk. It was not junk. There is all sorts of incredible code in there. And they blast genes into it, and suddenly thousands of random things happen. Because they got to play God. They got to find out what it's going to do. And I'm not against research, but you better be careful about it. Well, they're not careful. All right, Peggy, Mike, Jimmy, we'll get to you when we... Let's just go to one right now. Let's talk to Mike in Connecticut. You're on the air.
Hey, Alex. How you doing?
Good.
Just wanted to bring up the fact that you know, we're now in the second quarter of 2008, and listening to all the news reports out there, you hear about the negative growth of the economy, and everything's pointing towards a recession. And I'm not an economics guy, but I did take a few courses in college. I do remember that a recession is pretty much two consecutive quarters of what they call negative real economic growth. Now, my question is, why can't any politician or any, you know, media news outlet just admit that we're in a recession?
Stay there. Let's talk about it on the other side. I'll give you my take on this important question. Then we'll talk to Peggy and Jimmy and many others. 1-800-259-9231. Get in game. Blueprint for Global Enslavement on DVD today. Don't wait. It's at InfoWars.com.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order Master Plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to dust. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Spyville.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Stealth cameras cleverly disguised as items commonly found around the home, night vision cameras, covert phone and voice recorders, powerful binoculars, security systems, and more. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with a small handheld spy finder and locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Spyville.com also carries a wide variety of night vision scopes, allowing you to see in the darkest of conditions. Protect your home and business with our complete line of security cameras, made to fit any situation. We also carry a large selection of personal security devices. Keep your personal belongings secure using our hidden safes made out of everyday household items, including an outlet safe and even an underwear safe. Go to spyville.com. That's SPYVILLE.com or call us today at 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Use promotional code GCN007 and receive a 5% discount when ordering online. Spyville.com, where your personal security and well-being is our goal.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Couldn't their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphidesia.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Living on the road, my friend, was gonna keep you free and clean. And now you wear your skin like iron, and your breath is hard as kerosene. Weren't your mama's only boy, but her favorite one, it seemed. She began to cry when you said goodbye. Sank into your dream. bandit boy. His horse was fast as far as he
Ah, the immortal Willie Nelson. Can you believe Willie Nelson came on this show and said it's an inside job? Or Jesse Ventura, Charlie Sheen, Andres von Bülow, German defense minister, Japanese parliament members. What an adventure. We're waking people up. All right, we're going to go to Bud, Peggy, Jimmy, Ian, many others here in a moment. Go back to Mike in Connecticut. Mike, to answer your question, in the past they would admit a recession because they were still trying to have some truth in the media. Now they are just practicing deception. In reality, for the last, what, six-plus years, we have the average Americans lost about $1,000 pay a year. Those are federal numbers, but they don't really publicize them. So we've really been in a recession for a long time. Most economists we have on say standard of living has been going down since the late 70s, so that really is a recession, too. We're just in now a new debt economy. But there's no doubt that for the last two quarters, the last 6 months, which really been contracting, but they're still having debates about that and lying about that. And it's because things are so grave that they're busy positioning their money, getting themselves ready for a larger implosion. They don't want to scare all the cattle. So they keep telling the cattle everything's fine. Does that answer your question?
Well, yeah, that's kind of the answer I was expecting. But when there's so many obvious indicators, like 80,000 jobs lost in the month of March, Wall Street has its worst quarter ever, in 5 years, the first quarter of 2008, unemployment and joblessness at all-time highs. Yeah, you start to see all these major indicators, not just things like corporations losing money or the price of consumer goods going up. You see major indicators that not only are we in a recession, but that we may be headed towards a depression, a total economic depression. And they're saying on the news that, well, maybe we might be in a recession, you know, then it's almost like they're saying 1 plus 1 does not equal 2. They're saying 1 plus 1 equals 5. And I just don't understand how we could be expected to believe the accuracy of any economic reports coming through the mainstream media when they're telling us that 1 and 1 don't equal 2.
I mean, if you look at the actual reports, most of those are pretty accurate. It's the overall conclusion they take from those data. They'll take horrible data and no, we're not going to look at it, and then tell us the data shows us everything's fine. I appreciate your call. We're going to go to break for 70 seconds, and I'm coming right back to Bud, Peggy, everybody else that is patiently holding 1-800-259-9231. It is Open Line Friday. I haven't gotten into Ted Turner and how he wants to reduce world population. I've got some comments and analysis on that. The Jesse Ventura story broke massive yesterday, breaking even bigger today. Good job, everybody, spreading the word on that. Got some audio clips there. Universities like to fly Mexican flags only in the U.S. If you take them down, you will go to jail. We'll be covering that as well. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.